Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Give him a line and he's away.
Who listens to radio?
Alan T. in the afternoon.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Hey, welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. Yes, Alan T with you for the next hour. And a bit of a contrast from last week. This week's film is Rushmore. This is a 1998 American comedy film directed by Wes Anderson about a teenager named Max Fisher. In his film debut, Jason Schwartzman. Well, his friendship with rich industrialist Herman Bloom, which is played by Bill Murray, and their shared affection for elementary school teacher Rosemary Cross, Olivia Williams. The film was co-written by Anderson and Owen Wilson. A soundtrack features multiple songs by bands associated with the British invasion of the 1960s. Filming began in November 1977 around Houston, Texas, and lasted 50 days until late January. Well, we'll talk about the film's plot, but let's have some music. But first of all, let's hear the trailer.
These are the names that define our world. The artists who shaped our minds, the rebels who challenged our views. But of all these legends, there is one that stands above all others.
I'm sorry, did someone say my name?
What's the secret, Max?
The secret? I think you just gotta find something you love to do and then do it for the rest of your life. For me, it's going to Rushmore.
Sharp little guy.
He's one of the worst students we've got.
We're putting you on what we call sudden death academic probation.
Could I see some documentation on that, please?
Did you invite that kid to your party?
Max Fisher.
Come on, Dad, there's gonna be girls there. I'd rather die.
Pull your head out of here.
Maybe I'm spending too much of my time starting up clubs and putting on plays. It's time, homie.
Kiss me, little one.
I should probably be trying harder to score chicks.
I like your hat.
You're a teacher here, aren't you? Oh, I'm so glad you could come.
I want you to meet a friend of mine, Peter Flynn, Max Fisher.
Hi. Who's this guy?
Has it ever crossed your mind that you're far too young for me?
I like your nurse's uniform, guy.
These are OR scrubs.
Oh, are they?
I don't know what you see in her. I don't think she's right for you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Hello, Herman.
How are you, Rosemary?
I know about you and the teacher.
Does Max know? He's about 5'3", 112 pounds, glasses.
You know, you and Herman deserve each other. You're both little children.
War does funny things to men. But you'll find a pair of safety glasses and some earplugs underneath your seats. Please feel free to use them.
What do you think of Max's latest opus?
It's good. But let's hope it's got a happy ending.
Rushmore.
Thank you very much.
That's the trailer for the film for Rushmore. And here's an interview when Wes Anderson talks about making of the film.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze.
We made Rushmore in my high school. So the strongest association for me is being back in class, essentially. You know, literally in the same classrooms. And, you know, it's the only movie, it's one of the few experiences I've had where we had written these scenes, but all these scenes, I was picturing the exact spots where we shot it. I didn't expect to shoot the movie in Texas even. And in fact, at one point, we had found a school in Scotland that we thought might be better. We were looking all over the place. In the end, the thing that probably strikes me the most forcefully when I think back on it is just that I went home. As soon as I met Jason, I felt like this is a kindred spirit. I'd been searching for someone to play this part for certainly over a year at that point. And not only did before he read for the part, he just 30 seconds of conversation, I thought, I like this guy. He was 17, but he seemed like someone that any of us could be friends with immediately. And, you know, it was only a matter of minutes before I thought, well, we can close down this office. We've completed our task. And Jason and I have been close friends from that moment.
What's the secret, Max?
The secret?
Yeah, well, you seem to have it pretty figured out.
Secret, I don't know. I think you just gotta find something you love to do and then do it for the rest of your life.
And looking back, I don't even know how we managed to get Rushmore made or why, because, Bottle Rocket, we'd spent many years making this movie. Well, virtually no one saw it. Then Rushmore was more expensive and maybe even a bit stranger, and yet it seemed to just happen. I think it was just lucky. But I guess also, we did spend we spent years working on the movie, putting it together. But I feel like when we made Bottle Rocket, I felt a confidence about what I was doing that I never really had again. Once we showed the movie publicly and I saw that people could reject this completely, which is exactly what happened, that changed my perspective permanently about what it's like to bring a movie to an audience and what you can expect. But it didn't make me change how I went about doing Rushmore. Once Bottle Rocket was finished and suddenly someone said, we'll do another one, then that was what I was really focused on.
Wes Anderson there talking about the making of the film Rushmore. And we kick off the music now. Here is the sound of The Who and a quick one here on Talk Radio. Oops, Director's Cut.
Town.
have a remedy? Little girl guide. Why don't you stop your crying? Here comes Ivor, the dirty old sooty engine driver, to make you feel all right.
My name is Ivor. Is late. Told me he'll never get through. Told me he loved you in the lurry either. So let's have a smile for an old engine driver. Let's have a smile for an old engine driver.
The Who from the film Rushmore. Well, eccentric 15-year-old scholarship student Max Fisher participates extensively in extracurricular activities in the prestigious Rushmore Academy in Houston, but he struggles academically. Max's middle-class background, which contrasts with his wealthy and privileged lives of most Rushmore students, feeds his determination to make his name known. Headmaster Nelson Guggenheim places him on sudden death academic probation, warning him that if he fails one more class, he will be expelled. We continue now with the creation and making time, which he has to, of course. From, but they kind of just disappeared off the scene. Well, headmaster has placed him on this probation. Bloom, a disillusioned parent and local industrious who despises his twin sons Ronnie and Donnie, both students at Rushmore, Herman befriends Max and takes him under his wing. And this is a piece of music written by the artist Mark Mothersburg, or Mothersborough, I should say. Now, he was a founder of the band Devo, which we featured in our last week's show about the rock and roll high school. This is a little ditty to take us up to the break. This is called Sharp Little Guy.
Radio Europe.
Alan T. On the Director's Cut.
Featuring this week a film called Rushmore. Well, upon reading an intriguing written message left in a book he read in the library, Max tracks down the book's previous borrower, Rosemary Cross, a widowed first grade teacher at Rushmore, and soon becomes obsessed with her. While attempting to woo her, he successfully petitions to have the Latin curriculum kept at Rushmore, and later confesses his love for her. She rejects his affection due to their age differences. Rosemary and others, including Max's younger friend Dick Calloway, are impressed by Max's tenacity, while other students, including the brash and aggressive Magnus Buchanan, resent Max's ability to manipulate authority seemingly on a whim to the point where the entire school body is affected. This is a lovely track called A Summer Song from Chad and Jeremy from the film Rushmore.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so? Say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. You know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. Dream of you.
You to me are sweet as roses in the morning.
You to me
are soft as summer rain at dawn in lovely shade. That's something rare. The sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountains tumble before we say goodbye.
My love and I will be in love eternally.
That's the way.
That's the way it's meant to be.
All around
I see the purple shades of evening.
And on the ground
shadows fall, and once again you're in my arms so tenderly.
The sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountains crumble before we say goodbye.
My love and I will be in love eternally. And that's the way. That's the way it's meant to be.
The sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountains tumble before we say goodbye.
My love and I will be
in love eternally. That's the way, that's the way it's meant to be. That's the way, that's the way, that's the way it's meant to be.
Music of Unit 4 Plus 2, famous track from the 60s, Concrete and Clay, as we continue with another track from the movie Rushmore, and this is from Cat Stevens, and of course it was done by the Tremolos, made a big hit by them, but here comes My Baby from the author and creator of that song, Cat Stevens, of course.
Comes now, and that comes as no surprise to me. With another guy, here comes my baby. Here she comes now, walking with a love that's all so fine. Never could be mine, no matter how I try. She comes now, and that comes as no surprise to me. With another guy, here comes my baby. Here she comes now, walking with a love that's all so fine. Never could be mine, no matter how I try.
Music featured in the film Rushmore. Well, Max then attempts to court Rosemary by building an aquarium on the school's baseball field, noting her interest in marine life due to the fish tanks in her classroom and the library book by Jacques Cousteau they have both read, but is stopped by Guggenheim at the groundsbreaking ceremony and subsequently expelled from Rushmore for having never sought the school's approval for the project. This is The Kinks, and here we are with Nothing in the World Can Stop Me From Worrying About That Girl, from the movie Rushmore.
Met a girl, fell in love, glad as I can be. Met a girl, fell in love, glad as I can be. But I think all the time, is she true to me? There's nothing in this world to stop me worrying about that girl. I found out I was wrong, she was just too time. I found out I was wrong, she just kept on lying. Now she tries to tell the truth, and I just can't believe. Cause there's nothing in this world to stop me worrying about that girl.
Tell me, who can I turn to? Just who can I believe? I try to put her out of my mind, she'll only cause me grief. That girl, whatever she's done, you know it hurts me deeply. Cause there's nothing in this world to stop me worrying about that girl. I know she's been with other fellas, why she keep on lying? It hurts me so when she says nothing, I really feel I'd die. I ache inside every time I think, I know it's just my pride. Cause there's nothing in this world to stop me worrying about that girl. Cause there's nothing in this world to stop me worrying about that girl.
Nothing in the world can stop me. They're the Kinks in a very mellow sort of mood, I think. Well, afterwards, Max enrolls at Grover Cleveland High School, a local public school. Classmate Margaret Yang shows interest in him, but he ignores her. Eventually, Max begins to settle in and participate in extracurricular activities again. With Rosemary and Bloom supporting him, Bloom encourages him to give up pursuing Rosemary, but eventually becomes attracted to her himself, and they begin to see each other behind Max's back. Here is Zoot Sims, and this is called Blue In It, to take us up to the break here on the music from the movie Rushmore.
Thank you.
R-E.
Talk Radio Europe.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Welcome back to the Director's Cut, and this week featuring the movie Rushmore. Now, continuing the plot here, eventually Dirk discovers the relationship between Rosemary and Bloom and informs him as payback for a rumour Max started about his mother. Max confronts Bloom, declares their friendship over, and they soon begin scrapping. Well, Max informs Bloom's wife of her husband's affair, forcing him to move into a hotel. Well, then he puts bees in Bloom's room, leading to his running over Max's bicycle with his car. Well, Max is eventually arrested for cutting the brake lines on Bloom's car. Well, he later attempts to get revenge on Rosemary by taking damaging photos of her and Bloom together, but learns from Guggenheim that she had already resigned. Let's continue now with the music, and from The Faces, very, very popular track indeed. This is called Ooh La La. Here, music from the film Rushmore. Faces, Ooh La La from 1973. Well, Max eventually gives up, meeting Bloom at the grave of his mother, Eloise, who died of cancer when Max was 7 years old. He explains that revenge no longer matters because even if he wins, Rosemary would still love Bloom. Max becomes reclusive and begins to skip school to work at his father's Bert's barbershop. One day, Dirk stops in the shop to apologise, bringing him a Christmas present. He then reveals to Max that Guggenheim suffered a stroke and suggests he visit him in the hospital, knowing Bloom will also be there. Well, Max and a washed-up Bloom meet and are courteous. Bloom tells him that Rosemary broke up with him because she's still in love with her dead husband, Edward Appleby, a former Rushmore student, whose death the previous year directly influenced her decision to teach there. Max eventually returns to school and begins to improve his grades. We continue now with another great track from the movie. This is John Lennon. And yes, it is called Oh Yoko. As we continue now, the music from the film Rushmore. Thank you. some of the incidental music from the movie Rushmore, composed by Mark Mothersbaugh, and he was one of the founding members of the punk band, new wave band, back in the 60s and early 70s, called Devo. Back after the break, as we conclude our session this week with an interesting, shall we say, alternative piece of music from the film Rushmore.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome back as we're drawing a close to our feature this week, Rushmore. Well, in the plot, finally taking his shot at Rosemary, Max pretends to be injured in a car accident, but she sees through his ruse and rebuffs him again. He then decides to help Bloom and Rosemary reconcile, first by inviting her to another aquarium groundbreaking ceremony, but she does not show up. Max then invites both of them to attend his Vietnam War theme play at Grover Cleveland. Well, the performances touch Bloom, himself a veteran of the Vietnam War, and he and Rosemary later appear to reconcile. Well, at the after party, Max reveals to Bloom and Rosemary that he and Margaret are dating. Max and Rosemary then share a dance together. We conclude now with the music from the film Rushmore, and this is a complete contrast, Rue Saint-Vincent from Yves Montand.
Elle avait sous sa toque de martre, sur la butte Montmartre, un petit air innocent. On l'appelait Rose, elle était belle, elle sentait bon la fleur nouvelle. Rue Saint-Vincent. On n'avait pas connu son père, on n'avait plus de mère, et depuis 1900, a demeuré chez sa vieille aïeule, où qu'a s'élevé comme ça toute seule, rue Saint-Vincent. A travaillé déjà pour vivre, et les soirs de givre, sous le froid noir et glaçant, son petit fichu sur les épaules, a rentré par la rue des Saules, rue Saint-Vincent. A voyé dans les nuits de gelée, la nappe étoilée, et la lune en croissant, qui brillait blanche et fatidique sur la petite croix de la basilique, rue Saint-Vincent. L'été par les chauds crépuscules a rencontré Jules, qui était si caressant. Caressait la soirée entière avec lui près du vieux cimetière, rue Saint-Vincent. Mais le petit Jules était de la tierce, qui soutient la gerce, aussi l'adolescent. Voyant qu'elle ne marchait pas au pantre, d'un coup de surin lui toit le ventre, rue Saint-Vincent. Quand ils l'ont couché sous la planche, elle était toute blanche, même qu'en l'ensevelissant. Les croque-morts disaient que la pauvre gosse était claquée le jour de sa noce, rue Saint-Vincent. Elle avait sous sa toque de martre, sur la butte Montmartre, un petit air innocent. On l'appelait Rose, elle était belle, elle sentait bon la fleur nouvelle, rue Saint-Vincent.
To the wind of my soul,
I'll end up? Well, I think only God really knows. I've sat upon the setting sun, but never, 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 never. I never wanted water once, and I never, never, never. I listen to my words, but they fall far below. I let my music take me where my heart wants to go. I swam upon the devil's lake, but never, 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 never. I'll never make the same mistake. No, never, never, never.
The sound of Cat Stevens, beautiful, beautiful sound of that track. That's called The Wind. And I'd like to say a big thank you, as always, to my colleagues, Mally and Eamon, who helped me put the show together. I'm going to leave you with the final track from this film, Rushmore. This, well, The Rolling Stones, why not? It's I Am Waiting. Have a great week. Bye for now.
I am waiting. I am waiting. I am waiting. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Waiting for someone to come out of somewhere. Waiting for someone to come out of somewhere. You can't hold out. You can't hold out. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Hold out, you can't hold out. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Waiting for someone to come out of somewhere. Waiting for someone to come out of somewhere.
Listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit TRE.radio.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.